Hey, it's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac-a-Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac-a-Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And a good Monday morning. Paul Ramos sitting in for Maynard Meyer this morning. Vets Info on the Air. Josh Benega, the Lac-a-Parle Veteran Service Officer, is in the studio.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Josh. Looks like it's starting to snow here in Madison.
Yeah, a little bit of light snow. It just started here, what, two minutes ago?
Yeah. Well, you got your coffee, I got my coffee, and we're ready to go with the program.
Yes,
huh?
Absolutely.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. It was kind of relaxing. Sunday, of course, was Veterans Day, and went to Watertown, took advantage of some promotions there.
To veterans?
Yep.
Oh,
discounted
nice.
Meals. Terry Redland Center was offering either a free print or a $30 framed print, and I opted for the $30 framed print. And,
oh, wow. That's pretty neat.
Yep.
Yeah. Veterans Day yesterday, of course.
Honoring all veterans who served.
I'm glad you're mentioning that, because some people kind of get that confused, Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Why don't you explain that, Josh?
Well, Veterans Day honors the veterans that served, and Memorial Day honors the fallen service members, fallen veterans and fallen service members of this nation. So
okay, good. So I know some people kind of confuse that once in a while, but
yep.
Yeah, so thanks to all our veterans out there.
Absolutely. County offices are closed today, but I'm here.
Okay. Always working, Josh. Right?
Always working.
Okay.
Especially on Mondays.
Yeah, on Mondays, yep. And we appreciate you coming in and doing Vets Info on the air every Monday morning.
Yep.
And what do you have for us today?
Today we're saluting Staff Sergeant Norman Orlando Dahl. Norman was born on February 7th, 1912 in Boyd, and passed away on July 10th, 1970. He entered active duty on April 27th, 1942 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army, and was honorably discharged a year and 4 months later on September 22nd, 1943 in Camp Campbell, Kentucky. Well, now it's Fort Campbell, Kentucky, where the 101st Airborne are located. But he was a mess sergeant, stayed stateside during World War II. So we thank you, Norman, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right, and it's one of my favorite parts of Vets Info. You get to salute a veteran every Monday and get to learn something about them.
Yes.
Personally, I like that.
Yep, he was a farmer in the Boyd area until he passed away from what I see in the file here. So.
All right, good. And the subject matter is kind of interesting today, Josh.
National Family Caregivers Month.
National Family Caregivers Month is in November. Okay.
Yep. The Department of Veterans Affairs is commemorating National Family Caregivers Month this November by honoring the service of the 5.5 million family members and friends who have dedicated their lives to providing much-needed care for chronically ill, injured, or disabled veterans. They provide a valuable service to veterans by assisting them beyond the walls of VA medical facilities with much-needed support, like accessing the healthcare system, providing emotional and physical support, and enabling many injured veterans to stay in their homes rather than living in an institutional setting. There was recent passage of the VA Mission Act of 2018, which will expand eligibility for VA's Program of Comprehensive Assistance for Family Caregivers to Veterans of All Eras of Service, which fulfills the President's commitment to help veterans and their families live healthy and fulfilling lives. This expansion will occur in two phases, starting with eligible veterans who incurred or aggravated a serious injury in the line of duty on or before May 7th, 1975. That day marks the end of the Vietnam War, so veterans that served prior to May 7th, 1975, and their caregivers will be eligible to receive some caregiver support assistance. And then the second phase will, of course, be between May 8th, 1975, and September 10th, 2001, pre-9/11.
Right.
So currently the VA is developing and implementing a plan for this mission act and encourages all family caregivers and veterans to learn about the program of assistance for family caregivers, known in our channels as Caregiver Support Program. Simplifies the, instead of saying Program for Comprehensive Assistance for Family Caregivers, we just say Caregiver Support Program. Right,
that's a mouthful too.
It is. As well as many additional resources already available to all caregivers by visiting caregiver.va.gov, or you can call Caregiver Support Line toll free at 855-260-3274.
Go ahead.
Oh, currently this caregiver support program is only available to veterans and family members who served after September 11th, 2001. I like to say, don't quote me on this, but it's either January or February they'll be implementing the program to veterans who served before May 7th, 1975. Mm-hmm. So they're currently working on policy and procedures at the in Washington, D.C. on how to implement this Mission Act and expand the caregiver program to Vietnam, Korea, mm-hmm. World War II era veterans, peacetime veterans. And then after that, it'll be, that 30-plus year gap from 75 to 2001.
Okay.
No, 26-year gap. Mm-hmm. But will be implemented at a second phase.
Okay. So caregivers, think about every veteran, the support group that veteran has around family and friends,
mm-hmm.
and a caregiver, they're the caregivers basically, right? When they have an issue or.
Yep.
And that's what we're talking about here this morning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Basically for the seriously disabled veterans, it keeps them in their homes.
Okay.
Instead of having them have to live in an institutional setting where they get, round-the-clock care. They get the caregivers at home can help with daily needs, mm-hmm. Depending on what the condition is, whether it right. be, calming them down or,
yep.
cooking for them or helping dress them or yep. or whatever.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, and so we thank the caregivers, too, on this veterans.
Absolutely. Yep.
Backbone.
Yep. Yep. I was going to say, the behind the scenes heroes.
That's right. And it's a tough job. It's a lot of work.
It is.
And it can wear and tear on you.
Yep. Anybody who has an elderly parent that they care for, yep. or a disabled spouse or yep. something like that, they know it can be a chore sometimes.
That's
so.
Right. All right, Josh, yep. good topic this morning. How can people get a hold of you?
Well, there's information on the Veterans Linkage Line to contact County Veterans Service Officers at 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're in the lower level of the courthouse. Maynard likes to call it the garden level, but it's starting to freeze.
Is it still the garden level? Is it the garden level in the winter? What do you call it in the winter?
Frozen level.
Okay.
But we are closed today because of recognition of the Veterans Day holiday. Mm-hmm. But we'll be open normal hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30. And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right, Josh. Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate
Sounds
it.
Sounds good. Thank yep. you, Paul. Have a good week.
You too. That's Josh Benninga, the Lockbarrow Veterans Service Officer, with another Vets Info for this Monday morning.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lac La Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here, for Vets Info on the Air.